Alright. So this tends to confuse people. It certainly tends to confuse me. Alright, so all-to-all sends information on the ith location in the jth processor sent to the jth location in the ith processor. If you think about it, it's a little like transposition. If you think about this as a matrix. So we're assuming that processor 0 has four numbers stored in it, labeled A0, A1, A2, A3. Processor 1 is labeled B0, B1, B2, B3, and 2 and 3, and so on, similar. Then the simplest call to MPI under bar all to all will send the zeroth component of the vector in each processor to processor 0. So that will give it A0, B0, C0, D0. We'll send the 1th component, A1, B1, C1, D1, to processor 1, and so on. So you see, if we write this as a matrix where, say, the rows are labeled 0, 1, 2, 3, so we have this underneath it, and then this. And then we transposed it, we would get this situation here. So as an example, we used to call this primitive. We read our book, our old book on solving problems on concurrent processors. We used to call this the index operation, and Wojtek Pomanski, who is here, invented that name. The reason we did that is you could think of this as collecting together all things with a similar characteristic. So if you happen to have a bunch of data stored in each processor and you store some feature of the data which corresponded to some flag or some keyword in the zeroth location of an array like this. So if these were all the things of some property called 0, these are all the things of some property called 1, and so on, then the all-to-all operation can be thought of as gathering together everything of the same property. So that's like taking a scattered database and doing reorganizing it so that everything with the same keyword is in the same processor. So it essentially allows you to go between distributed and localized indices. So that's why we called it the index operation. But it's well known in computer science, nobody ever reads anything anybody ever does, and so people reinvented everything we did, including that. And they probably never knew we called it the index, so never mind. That's true in all exciting fields. They never read. And you read what you do. That's not to mean you shouldn't do your thesis and publish it with great diligence. But don't expect people to read it.